Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 36th verse of Surah Rum, so let's listen to this verse once again, and we'll be back.
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ
And when we let the people taste mercy, they rejoice therein. But if evil afflicts them for what their hands have put forth, immediately they despair.
So, brothers and sisters, in the previous episode where we started discussing this 36th verse, we said that this holy verse is another illustration of the kind of thought and spirituality of these incapacious, ignorant people. And that is why the Holy Quran says, some kind of people are as such that when we make them taste of mercy, they rejoice in it. And this rejoice is, as we explained in the previous episode, is with a kind of unawareness, with a kind of ignorance. That is what we need to know, because being farihin, being having rejoice together with thanks and remembrance of Allah, it is not bad. It has also been enjoined, as we said. But also, what the verse says is that part of the afflictions that afflict man are from the consequences of his own deeds. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ And if an evil befalls them for what their own hands have forwarded, إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ Behold, they despair. So, the application of the Quranic phrase, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ For what their own hands have forwarded, which refers only to sins, is for the reason that most of the deeds of man are fulfilled by the help of his hands. Though there are some sins which are also committed by the heart, the eyes, the tongue, but the abundance of the deeds of hands are the cause of this usage. بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ So, of course, this could be used as a figurative meaning, but we have to note the important point why this term has been chosen to mean that kind of implication. So, there appears a question here that whether this verse does not contradict with the 33rd verse of this surah, since this verse refers to the despair at the time of afflictions, while in that verse, the words are about their attention to Allah at the time of coming afflictions and stresses. You may remember, in the 33rd verse we read, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ دَعَوْ رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ When a harm afflicts man, they call upon their Lord, turning to him. ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ When he makes them taste of mercy from him, behold, some of them associate partners with their Lord. So, In other words, that verse speaks about hopefulness, but this verse is about despair when they actually see that evil befalls them. إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَتُونَ They despair. What is the point and what is the answer? Stay with us after the break and we'll have the answer.
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ
So, brothers and sisters, with regard to the question that we asked, these two verses contradicting each other, the 36th verse and the 33rd verse, that we said, in the 33rd one, the words are about hopefulness, but in this one, the words are about despair. So, with regard to one point, the answer to this question is made clear. The former verse, in that verse, the words were about harm, that is, the harmful events, such as torments, earthquakes, and other afflictions that in that position all people, irrespective of monotheist and polytheist ones, remember Allah. And this is one of the signs of monotheistic nature. But in the verse under discussion, the words are about the sequels of man's sins and the despair emerged from them. Because some people are so that if they did a good action, they would become proud and would consider themselves secure from the divine punishment. And when they commit an evil action and its sequel comes to them, a despair from the mercy of Allah encompasses their whole entity. Both that pride and this despair from the mercy of Allah, both of them, they are blameworthy. Therefore, either of these two verses mentions a matter which is separate from the other one. So they actually do not contradict each other. Thank you for staying with us in this episode as well, brothers and sisters. We ask that the Almighty Allah set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fake.